The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, the view from China. I'm Michael Suido. 40 years ago today, China's then paramount leader Deng Xiaoping opened the People's Republic of China to the world and began restructuring China's economy. Today, President Xi Jinping has marked this anniversary with a high-profile speech in the Great Hall of the People. He vowed to press ahead with economic reforms, but made clear that Beijing will not deviate from one-party rule or take orders from any other country. Joining us now to discuss further is Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, let's start by placing today's speech in context. In 1978, the vast majority of Chinese were living in poverty. Today, the People's Republic is the world's second largest economy with a gross domestic product of $14 trillion. Yet that economy is slowing down, and the latest economic data has been quite disappointing. Given all this, what struck you about Xi's speech today?
Hi, Michael. Today's speech is to mark an important event, so it's going to be highly symbolic. So the speech was actually very broad-based, very all-encompassing, and lasted an hour and a half. So President Xi spent quite a lot of time taking stock of how far China has come over the last four decades. He talked about all the hardships that the Chinese people have had to endure over the last four decades and all the reforms and opening up measures that they have implemented. And of course, one of the key things was basically lifting about 800 million people out of poverty. And also, obviously, all the economic reforms that they've made, which have enriched especially the coastal areas of China and led to establishment of special economic zones like Shenzhen, free trade areas. And of course, up until now, you know, they've got the very ambitious Belt and Road Initiative. So he basically spent quite a bit of time spelling out all these achievements and how China has, because of the reforms, become the world's second largest economy now and also the largest manufacturing country in the world.
Well, now that it is the world's largest manufacturer, this speech comes against a backdrop of heightened tensions with the United States. The trade tensions have been in the news all year, and those trade tensions are now morphing into technology tensions. Xi seemed to take a tough stand against the U.S. in today's speech, didn't he?
Well, I'm not sure that it was, you know, we can be so conclusive to say that it was targeted at the U.S. I mean, he did state his position today. But in quite broad terms, you know, he certainly didn't name any country. What he did say was that countries should have the right to choose their own destiny, their own development, and oppose those who impose their wills on others and impose those who interfere in the internal affairs of other countries. You know, he also said that they should oppose strong bullying. So some might infer from that President Xi was in fact referring to the U.S. But it wouldn't be the first time that a Chinese leader had stated this position.
Well, one quote which I saw is that he said no one is in a position to dictate to the Chinese people what should or should not be done. And some have been arguing in the media that his tone didn't really appear to leave him much wiggle room to balance two goals. One is striking a significant trade deal on the one hand, while also on the other saving face amid U.S. pressure. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, he did sort of have some strong words during his speech, but he also, again, reiterated his assurance, especially in this climate, as you say, of fear and resistance against China's rise and China's ambitions for world domination. You know, he did say that China will never develop itself at the expense of the interests of other countries, and it will pursue a defensive national policy, and that China's development does not pose a threat to any country, and it will never seek hegemony.
If we look at the market reaction to Xi's speech, investors really sold off. Some might say they're looking for an excuse, but others say they're looking for Xi to announce measures that would boost the Chinese economy. There have been reports, for example, that China might introduce a huge income tax cut, but he didn't allude to that today. We were speaking earlier, and you said that maybe investors were just jumping the gun, that today was not the day for that.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, you know, they were obviously hoping for something, but that something might come at the end of the week because tomorrow President Xi and his other colleagues are going to be meeting for 3 days to talk about the economic policy and the economic direction of the country for next year, and that would be the Central Economic Work Conference, which happens annually. So, you know, it's a closed-door meeting. They basically thrash things out over 3 days, and then at the end of this 3 days, which is Friday, hopefully we will be able to get something a bit more concrete as to the direction and maybe some policies that they might want to look at next year.
Yeah, investors will definitely have their eyes on that. If we come back to today's speech and ceremony, though, there, it included awarding medals to more than 100 individuals whom the party has recognized as key contributors to the country's development. These include Alibaba founder Jack Ma, NBA legend Yao Ming, and Lee Kuan Yew. What did they say in the ceremony today about LKY? Why was he honored?
Yes, so our late founding Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, was one of 10 foreigners who was honored today. And the citation was that he had contributed to Singapore's deep involvement in China's reform and opening up. As you know, Mr. Deng Xiaoping made this historic visit in 1978, just before he launched the reform and opening up movement. He made a visit to Singapore, and he obviously famously said that China has a lot to learn from Singapore. And since then, Mr. Lee and Mr. Deng had developed a long-lasting and very deep friendship. And even after Mr. Deng handed the reins over to President Jiang Zemin, President Jiang was also a good friend, a great friend of Mr. Lee, and they also had a good friendship, and he often sought Mr. Lee's counsel, wanting to know, you know, what China should do, and also, more importantly, how the West saw China, because Mr. Lee, to them, was someone who very astutely straddled both the East and the West.
All right, Don, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Don Tan about the anniversary today of China's opening up to the world. For Money FM, I'm Michael Suido.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.